Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
The United Nations just made that ruling that you know, the Palestinians in the West Bank are an observer state. Which, first of all, of course, that means we can go back and listen to Friday's. Yeah, that and I think it's titled "Is This Good?" By the way, the answer is no, it's not. And they weren't a state in the first place. But of course, as soon as the president goes back, and the USA Today reports today that the West Bank, the Palestinian president returns triumphantly to the West Bank on Sunday, receiving a boisterous welcome by thousands of cheering supporters at a rally celebrating the people's new acceptance to the United Nations.
Wow.
And he tells them all that we're a state, you know. Isn't that crazy? We're a state. And then he immediately goes into and says, and I want to start working on our relationship with the Hamas and start mending things with the Hamas. And Hamas are the ones who were just shooting all the in Gaza, who were just shooting missiles in. And in addition to that, you know, the Palestinians say, you know, that he projected, and not this particular article, but he also projected, the president of the Palestinians said that there will be a Palestinian boy in the future that gets to raise the Palestinian flag over our capital in Jerusalem. In other words, their capital being Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. You know, Benjamin Netanyahu and the government in their own country are building apartments or houses or whatever now in Jerusalem, their capital.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, world leaders, France and others, are beginning to listen. Get some rest. I don't know how much time you have. I'm serious. You know, get your rest. Get the heck out of religion and get in a relationship with God and find a few other people that know and love God, and get up under a shepherd. And wherever you are, go find out his name. Find out about her life. You know, spend time at their house. Just find out who they are, because you want them to know you. You don't want to be you remember that meeting? We had that meeting that once, and the person's talking about, yeah, I love you. I love you. And then, like, I was joking around, but it's like, I'm not even in your database. Remember that?
Yeah.
I'm not even, it was, you know, just joking around, because obviously it was not true. We have a thing we call love today, but love's not. I mean, listen, if you're not in their database, I mean, come on now. Yeah. Everybody's in their database. Whoever's database, you're in it. Come on. But love is more than database. But if you haven't even made it, if you haven't even made it to the entry level of a database in somebody's heart, you know what I'm saying? It's like, come on.
Friends on Facebook.
Right. It was so funny. But listen, that's dangerous, because that particular person's giving you an idea that they care about you, and they're going to be there for you. And it's not necessarily that they wouldn't. That's not in their heart. That's not in their heart. It doesn't mean that. It just means that they're not going to be able to, because you don't even know each other.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even know each other.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, you know, you need to know each other. It's not wrong for you to go to your shepherd, whoever your pastor is, and to say, listen, I want to know you. And can I meet with you? Let's talk. Let's get some coffee. They say, listen, you know, I'm way too busy to meet with you. You know, and that's understandable. You know, you can say, you know, do you have another time that we can meet? Mm-hmm. And then they say, well, really, why don't you get with my secretary? You know, mm-hmm. And it's like, okay. Then you go look at the secretary and find out if they've been anointed by God to help you, and the crisis is about to hit. And there's some secretaries that are. I mean, they have an anointing on their life, and that's the one you probably should meet with anyway. Mm-hmm. And, But if they send you to your secretary, that's a sign. And God loves you. God will send, he will warn, he will let us know prophetically what's about to happen. And we just don't believe it. When we mentioned deception, you know, most people, because we've so skewed the gospel in America, think somebody deceiving them in a contract for business or something, or, you know, having some clause, you know, in some contract that gets them, or, you know, that's how they think of deception. But listen, there is evil deception, has always been, will always be, and we have to understand that a deceiver does this. You know, Proverbs calls it like a silver-coated lip. we have a segment, you know, in Wisdom Moments. You can find it. It's called Silver-Coated Lips. And it is, it's real. You know, Satan's real. He's seeking whom he may devour. But you have to understand deception. Deception is what you think you're doing is right is when you're dead wrong. It's Proverbs 26:23 says, like a coating of glaze over earthen ware are fervent lips with an evil heart. And everybody is a friend of a man who gives gifts. Now, that's what God also says, Word says. You have to understand everybody's going to be like the person who's given them something. And it's so that's carnal nature. Then what do you do if you want to control the people? You just start giving them stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what Hitler did. You know, that's what they did. That's what even some of our leaders in America did when they pushed the First Nation people to the West. They started giving their houses away and people didn't complain. When they were pushing the Jews in Germany to ghetto housing and that they were giving their stuff away to the people.
Yeah.
And people weren't complaining. Listen, you got to get over stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get over the stuff and say, listen, even if it doesn't work out, I'm not going to leave God. I'm going to stick with God. And the deceiver will deceive. He or she, Satan speaking through that person's got their tongue held captive. But deception is so strong right now that many people are not even paying attention to clear truth, right? It's like a bright halogen light shining in our faces.
Mm-hmm.
The very fact that Israel's building houses in Jerusalem, they're saying what the church in America should have been saying, you know, leave us alone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, the world is massing against them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's fixing to be, it's not going to be good. A news reporter said early this morning that everybody's talking about the physical cliff coming up, said, listen, the cliff is what's happening in the Middle East right now. That is about to go all over the place.
Right.
Yeah.
And as we say, ever how goes Israel, you know, so goes the church.
Right.
That alone out of narcissism should make people want to pay attention. But, you know, get your arrest for this. And so the deceiver, so deception is this, is that people are going to tell you everything's okay up until the last moment.
Mm-hmm.
To be deceived is what you think what you're doing is right when you're dead wrong.
Right.
That's deception. And so many people will be deceived. The deceiver will come. Well, you can choose not to be deceived by making Jesus the Lord of your life and following him and abiding in his word, abiding with mm-hmm. him and hanging out with people who are hanging out with Jesus. I mean, you're going to mm-hmm. need that. And, but you know, Paul talks there about it, I believe, or I think it's maybe, you know, Paul's talking to, you know, Titus about these deceivers that are going on and, you know, what they're doing. And, they're mere talkers. Also, John is talking about it as well. You know, in the last days, many deceivers who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh have come and are coming amongst us. And I mean, Islam in itself is that, you know, that they don't believe Jesus is the Son of God. But this battle is happening. This prophetic battle is taking place right now. And it's understanding all these players, these human beings are in it. The people that have surrendered themselves over to the adversary, even though they might not like each other, they're moving in the same choir
mm-hmm.
under the same song led by Lucifer, you know, and it's going to have the same lyrics that says, you know, do away with Israel. And what America right now is being deceived and just given more stuff and more stuff. And everybody's caught up in that, you know, get what you can, while you can. Because and while that's going on, Israel's being surrounded by a caliphate. Our America just said if Syria uses chemical weapons, we're going in. Hello, clue. And that whole caliphate, the Islamic nations surrounding Israel's that France is United Europe's turning against. I was like, oh my goodness,
catch a clue, right?
Catch a clue. And although you know our president seemingly reluctantly has said that he's for Israel, everything that he's done, you know, the majority of everything he's done has caused all this conflict that's happening. So you got to say, right. You know, it's not what you're saying that's bothering me, it's what you're doing. that's called, and it's bothering Israel. That, and so America's like, hey, you know, how about some of this? You want some of this? How about some of that? They're just giving stuff away, and everybody's all of a sudden these friends with these different organizations, you know, these government organizations, and this great deception. And it's going to end with, it's going to end not well. It's just not going to end well. And unless we just stop. And either way, no matter what happens in the world, the church will stand. But the church is living in America in a blessed land right now.
Mm-hmm. Very blessed.
It's totally different when you're in Haiti and before you eat, you have to hit the table so that the color of the table you thought it was can fly away. And then you can sit down and eat because the table's every square inch of the table, every square quarter inch is covered with flies. You know, I mean, we're just blessed.
Right.
And you just can't keep living like this. And so I just see deception. It's just like that storm that's gathering, you know, around us. And if you haven't listened to SOS, the Tell It to Kings on VFN TV or watched it, you need to go to VFN TV and watch it at VFNTV.com. But it's just crescendoing now where we're coming to this physical cliff. Everybody's thinking about the physical cliff. It's like a thorn in our toe compared to what's really going on in the world, but everybody's focused on it. And it's like, we're already hanging over this cliff as a whole, you know, and that's minor compared to what's about to happen. And the deceiver wants to destroy Israel, wants to destroy the church. They're working overtime. Cottondale Elementary School in Florida. Elementary school puts up a manger scene. And just, I believe, last week, and they come in there, one person doesn't like it in the community, and they sue the school to take it down. It's like, we just need to make America just one big manger scene, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
But it's like, but the whole thing is that, do we bow down to that? And the community's fighting to keep it up, but understand, it's like, this is not a good thing, and it's like, where is the church? You know, where is God's people? Is there not a cause?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is there not a cause? And you think about David at the times of David, that when he was just doing what he did and loved God, spending time with God and being faithful to his father, tending a small flock, he began to go take his brothers some food who were, you know, fighting against Goliath and all the armies there. And he got there to be able to bring some food because his father told him to bring some food. And he finds out an entire nation is hiding behind rocks, including his brothers. And it was armies, but of course you had Goliath, this huge giant of a man.
Mm-hmm.
And but it is possible for a whole nation of God's people in a whole nation to be hiding behind something. They're terrified. I can see why. I mean, if you're not abiding, you know, if your job's your God,
that's right.
You know, and if you're on the board at some big, huge monstrosity and you're seeing like, how are we going to keep these doors open? And then they're looking to you to do it.
I can totally see that.
But David wasn't caught up in all that.
Mm-mm.
David was just out in the wilderness, tending the sheep, spending time with God, you know, playing his guitar or whatever, you know, stringed instrument, and worshiping God. That was it. How could all these people in this nation who love God be terrified and hiding while this young boy who just has integrity and just doing what's right before God, don't even really know what's going on. And so he just happens to mosey up. I mean, life's going on for him. He's just being faithful where he's at. Mm-hmm. And he shows up, and when he shows up to bring them some food, he observes by just looking, going like, what the heck's going on here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is every one of God's people in this nation hiding behind a rock while this giant, these Philistines, this uncircumcised Philistines coming against the armies of the Lord? What's sure. going on? Where are the men and women of God? What's happening here?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. You can imagine, of course, his brothers begin to go, go back, what are you doing? You and they begin to ridicule him and talk about his numbers, what his numbers are running. You know, I was like, really? You're hiding behind the rock. Yeah, you're hiding behind the stucco. Listen. We got to get out here and begin to fight a good fight of faith. We can. God is just a God of mercy and beginning again, and he's also a God of sternness. And if we don't do this, it's going to be tough. But he just loves. He wants us to repent. He wants us to turn to him. And that's not doing what we've been doing, continuing to do it and just say we're sorry. It's literally stop doing what we've been doing.
Right.
And so David looks at them hiding. This is Israel, so it's all of God's people in this nation hiding behind rocks. David don't even know what's going on. He's surprised to find out they're hiding from the Philistines. And Philistines, when you hear about Philistines, think about your flesh and what you want and, you know, all these demands on your life and different things going on. But then he just says, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Because this giant was making all these threats to come against the armies of the Lord. And just by him saying that, just threw everybody off and made them look horrific. So they responded by evil statements. They had to put David down, because if they didn't put David down, then what he said would stand in the ears and the eyes of those that are around them and causing people to look at them for what they really are, what they're really doing.
Mm-hmm.
Loved by God, but, you know, hiding behind rocks. And, but David, he's like, can I even talk? I mean, look what's going on. It's like, look what's going on here. I mean, come on.
Mm.
He comes back and has another statement about it. And then finally, Saul, people hear about what's going on. And of course, imagine that all these people, you know, are with all their tools and all their stuff and all their equipment, you know, can't do it because of their lack of courage. And of course, not walking tightly with God will do it. Sin makes cowards of believers.
Sure does.
So understand that if you feel like a coward, it's because you've been in sin. But if you'll repent of that sin and you'll be forthright and be honest and do what's right, you'll be surprised that God will put a spirit of boldness on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but be authentic. But you can be bold again. You know, you get around a group of about 10,000 men, and they look to one man and goes, "Why don't you pray?" He's like, "Are all of you in sin?" He's like, "Oh my goodness!" And so he goes, and Saul says, "Hey man," he gets the king. Saul takes David in. You know, King Saul was king over the armies hiding behind the rocks, and now he wants to be king over the shepherd boy, who just is just shocked at what's going on, and so he says, okay, we'll try you. Everything else didn't work. We'll try this. Why not? And so they start trying to put, Saul tries to put his armor on David. David's so used to just working with, you know, a staff and a slingshot, you know, and a few rocks. And he's been faithful where he was. He's killed the lion and he's killed the bear. And those processes in our life make us strong for what we have to face. If you keep trying to run away from the lion and start running away from the bear, but you're talking about giants all the time, you're just, you know, it ain't gonna work. Mm. And believe me, there's enough lions and bears to fight to build your strength up for the giants. Mm. You know, and so he tries to put that stuff on him, all this armor and equipment. And then David says, "Listen, this stuff just doesn't work. I can't wear this. I'm not used to it. I'm gonna have to take what I got. You know, what I've already learned, what God did with me and through me." And he took his slingshot. You know, what's going to happen is that, you know, this is important, because we've gotten this condition because what we've been doing hasn't been working.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, when you see something happening that, you know, you say, "Is there not a cause?" And you begin to stand up and the favor of God comes upon you and you're beginning to confront not God's people, you're confronting the devil, the Goliath, that they're going to want to put stuff on you that wasn't even working for them. You know, "I got you a little office set up right over here. I got you, you know, we'll put you on the payroll here. I tell you what, we'll let you sing here. Well, you know, we'll put you on the front row here." They'll try to wrap some stuff around you that's not even working for them, and that they're too terrified to put on and go out and fight the war. Don't do that. You know, that the battle is the Lord's, and we have to just march out against it, understanding that God's not pleased with, you know, things coming against his people the way they are. And so he goes out there and takes one rock while everybody's hiding behind all them rocks. He takes one small rock and yells out, you know, we're going to come out against you. And, and Goliath says, "Hey, you know, send him out, send him out."
Famous last words,
send him out. This is the cool part. It's all cool, but this is the cool part. David ran out there. He ran out there where everybody feared to go, feared to tread. David ran. David ran. And not with the armor, but he ran with the rocks and a slingshot. But he did it with a cause. There was a cause. There was a reason. There's a reason he was shocked that all of God's people were in captivity. And then he takes that slingshot, puts that one rock in it, and begins to swing it around. And he lets that rock go. Just like he always did. And God takes the rock and he directs it through the air. This huge, 9-foot-tall giant, whatever he was. And drives that rock right in the center of that man's head.
Mm-hmm.
And drops what all of God's people who were held captive and terrified could not do. God directed one rock and took it down. This is what he said. David said, "Is there not a cause?"
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.